coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
Sperm bag of Sounders. Bananas kind of pissed me off.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
Tangerines are whores.
Back of?
The back of what?
Him.
Yeah, behind my, you mean behind my back?
Could be.
Okay.
Mom wanted to show your best size, so she just took pictures behind your back.
I do have a great ass.
Yeah, you do, actually.
That's fair.
You got your tall pants
for
on today.
Flat
so.
And fat, I got a pretty smoking ass.
You know, I've only ever seen you seated.
No, but you can tell by the indention in the chair.
I leave in my seat is
kind of makes me wonder.
All the boozes is. Anyways, welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Big Earn.
Hi.
And Chris.
Arrogance.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How the fuck are you doing?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I feel like $1.50. Pre-tax, though.
Oh, okay.
So a little bit better than last weekend, though?
Me? I always feel great.
Ah.
You should touch me. See?
Yeah, I touched him. Yeah, he feels great.
And we have a special guest today. We have Nephew Tucker.
Guilty as charged.
And we have Grant Wiegand, former owner of Killstone Brewing.
Former where of it?
Owner?
How about, let's talk about what he does now. Like,
I build 3D printers right now.
See?
At Lulzbot?
I like how you're like former. Yeah. Former child star.
Former child star.
Although I'm Grant Wiegand.
Moving back down to Colorado, so maybe I'll get back in the industry. I don't know.
Of child starring?
A brewing beer.
I'm back into child star.
Yeah, I just.
You
I'm
got that,
do that child star thing again. I'll just dust it off.
You got that Brad Pitt disease where you actually.
Oh, the
younger.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I do a reverse Benjamin Button.
just get
older.
Younger as you get older.
Just normal things.
And our last guest today is Caitlin Hedberg from the podcast.
The Existential Crisis.
Alcohol and Anecdotes.
That's better than what I was going to say.
And she's also employed by Fargo Brewing Company. How you doing today, Caitlin?
I'm here physically, but not yet mentally. So
we'll get you there.
Yeah.
Good.
Promise.
I'm glad. Great. We're starting off on the right foot.
Of all the ones that we're glad it's that one that you're here with.
I just showed up to phone it in today.
Lowered expectations.
Sounds like a t-shirt you wear to a job interview you don't want. Like, I just want to keep collecting that check for a little bit. Right. So.
I'm here for the money.
So how have you guys been since you, because you've all been here before. Well, what's been going on since the last time you were here?
Well, Ben's not here.
What the hell, what's that got to do with anything?
Oh, you said Ben, oh, okay.
There's a lot of people who aren't here. Should we list them all?
Most of them.
Yeah. First and foremost, I'd like to say shout out to my grandma, who's also not here. Jesus fuck.
R.I.P.
She's not dead. She's way dead. Okay. Dead for a long time. Speaking of dead, this is fun. I was actually had a conversation with my mom on the phone, and she doesn't get out much anymore. I'm like, well, don't you at least like look outside? Do you have a window? She's like, yeah, I got a great view of the cemetery. True story. And she goes, sometimes I see people walk by and I just yell, Mom, is that you?
Yes.
Anyway, good times.
Oh, fuck. That's a good one.
All right, it is where mom's one of these. Buried. So,
you know, I'm doing pretty well.
Hey, Knox, how you doing?
Yeah, thanks for asking, by the way.
You do anything fun yesterday?
Not today.
Yesterday?
It felt like yesterday.
Yeah, we went to the tequila tasting class over at Bridgeview.
That's right.
That was fun. We even got Anne to go. Anne usually does not tequila.
She rate them pretty well?
Yeah.
She still doesn't like tequilas.
She still doesn't like tequilas. So I was putting down my notes like I do here, just, you know, aromas and taste notes on scratch pieces of paper that Evan gives out on each tequila that we sampled. Anne's notes were frowny faces, frowning faces.
With tongues out.
Yeah.
Like
and there was one that face. She didn't think was so bad, so it didn't have the tongue sticking out.
Just neutral?
Yep.
One with a teardrop down it.
Yeah, that, she said that was space. That was the 55% one.
Did that one kill the other tequilas in jail?
Yeah. Just one of the tequilas. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time. Thanks to Bridgeview for that.
Yeah, that those classes are always really fun, and I get to taste a lot of stuff that I don't have to buy.
Right. So they teach you how to taste properly? Is there a method to tasting tequila that's different than
slamming
I
guess, it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, boofing it?
Yeah, right. I typically put salt on the rim of my asshole, and then I just shove a bottle in there.
Jesus fucking.
Just ram her home, full sand.
So when does the lime
full
come
sand?
In?
Right. Stop.
Yeah. If you do a mezcal, does it have the worm in it?
I usually put the worm in first.
Okay. That you add your own worms?
Yes. You got to taper that shit. You know? Blunt force trauma. Worms. I'm not here for the tap worms.
That's right.
Tapeworms.
It's pronounced tape.
Tape. Only if it's French.
Tappy the booty.
All right, I'm going to start opening up some beers because we're doing like 14 of them.
Yes. So today's episode is Loco for Locals.
It's how much can you drink?
And it's, yes, we have 9 samples that we're having today. But they're not like large or high
ABVs.
They're
pint glasses.
Well, no, they're 4 ounces. But
I got pint glasses full. Chock fucking full.
You're chock full of shit. Or it's like this one.
Well, when you finish on my lips, you get a little.
Look at that pour there.
Or this one.
Dude, the finish on my lips.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd like
new
that.
Ones from last episode. All right, so
you still didn't pull that. I still want you to pull the one where I think it was Ben and Mari. I was like, oh, it would just be Ben and Mari shitting on each other. Caitlin's sitting there with an existential crisis.
There we go. We could do that one too.
Yeah.
All right, this one is from Swing Barrel. These guys are out of Moorhead, Minnesota.
Swing Barrel, Swing Barrel.
And this is their Red Rider Spiced Winter Lager, 5% ABV, a smooth and crisp winter lager with hints of cinnamon and some orange zest. Bang! Shoot your eye out, kid.
Scared me.
Woof. Woof.
This thing smells great.
One thing Sean had mentioned too is the cinnamon did fall out a little bit when they made the brews. Wishes there was a little more cinnamon in it, but.
Right out the vat, it's a pretty good color. I mean, it's great color for a lager. It's mostly clear. It's a little opaque.
A little like color of my pee right now.
Maybe toward the end of the night for me.
It'll be a little lighter.
I need to hydrate.
I mean, I can see my finger through the glass, but I can't see the actual fingerprints.
Can you see
but
mine?
It's still pretty good. Yeah, it's middle finger. So lots of head still on the glass.
Yeah, but, poured it first.
I got lots of stuff.
And of course, I rolled it because that's just what I do every goddamn beer. So I kind of got a lot ahead.
So I like the malty and orange notes combined together.
Yeah. That's great.
Pretty nice.
I mean, that good malt, you know, from that wort smell on this is really great. I love it.
Yeah. I'm loving the smell of this. I just want to huff this beer.
Right.
Good clean malt bill.
It tastes
malt
great too, but I could just huff it for a bit.
Great.
I love the different ways that we consume alcohol. Drinking, boofing, huffing.
That's a different podcast.
I rarely do it the same way every time.
Drinking, boofing, huffing with Chris.
In that order.
Drinking, boofing, huffing is my next country record.
Because I've been drinking, boofing, and huffing.
Yeah.
You know what? I'd buy that for $1. All right.
Just come out in a cowboy
actually, that's
hat.
That's like a Buddy Holly tune.
Like
actually.
Spray paint all over your fucking face. That's your stage attire.
Yeah, all right.
Got a bottle sticking out of your ass.
A silver beer bong out the back of your pants.
Oh, good Lord. I can't wait to festival again.
Oh, yeah, the good old days.
Well, the flavor on this is really good. It's just a slight hint of orange, but I really like that malt bill on this one. It's got that nice crisp dryness at the end like you want from a good lager.
I wish the cinnamon was there. I get a little bit of it, but yeah.
Yeah, little hints of it.
That lingering cinnamon heat would be, you know, perfect if there's just a little more of it.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like it's missing something, and it's that.
Still tasty.
Absolutely.
AF.
I agree. I like that maltiness. It's got good mouthfeel, thick. A little bit of cinnamon, some citrus, orange, orange peel.
You know what this is?
A beer.
A nice fucking break from all the goddamn high ABV stouts I drink in the wintertime. That's what
this is. What the fuck did you just say? You get tired of drinking 14% beers?
Well, yeah. Sometimes. So a good, crisp, nice, slammable lager is fucking great. Yeah,
it's a real nice, easy drinking, hammer some back and enjoy your day.
I don't drink a lot of lagers, but it seems like every time I do, I have that thought, like, oh yeah, this is nice.
Mm-hmm. one that's not pasteurized anyways.
Yeah.
I dig it, man. I'll start this one off on the ratings from 0 to 6 in quarter increments. I am going to give this one, a 5.0.
Five.
Yeah, I'll put it pretty high up there. Nice, clean, and crisp. 4.75.
Tucker?
Also 4.75.
I'm right there with you guys, 4.75. I'm always too hard on the first beer. I know that, but...
I'm almost always too hard.
Said Keely never.
Yeah, why would she be hard? She hasn't shown me that side of her.
Glad we're asking the real questions around here. Right.
Inquiring minds want to know, I guess. Caitlin?
I'm going to disappoint everyone and just give this a 4.
Okay.
I'm really sad that the cinnamon isn't there. So like I said, it feels almost lacking, but it is still really tasty overall.
All right. What do we got for an average, Big Earn?
So the average for Swing Barrel's Red Ryder is 4.70.
Still, good number.
Good start.
Solid shit.
Oh, yeah. All right, this next one is from Fargo Brewing Company. This is their stimulus check, Czech Pilsner. So their website at fargobrewing.com says, you've been asking and we're here to deliver. This Friday, get ready to receive your stimulus check, CZECH.
Oh, I get it.
Jesus. From Fargo Brewing. This authentic Czech Pilsner will definitely help raise your spirits with a smooth and subtle flavor profile that everyone can enjoy. You don't need an accountant to tell you that sweet, toasted biscuit and bready aromas sum up this easy-drinking pilsner. A slight bite of bitterness comes from the addition of Magnum hops. The remainder of flavor is carried by Saaz Noble hops, named after the Czech city of Zatek, which provide a very mild, earthy, and slightly herbal and spicy notes. Altogether, this beer is the boost we've all been looking for. This beer is the boost we've
I thought you wanted all of us to say that. Oh. All together.
All together now.
You gotta keep
all
us
all together now.
Sorry. Whoops.
And this is
coming
a 4.9% ABV. 4.9% ABV.
I'm a sucker for Magnum hops. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because of their sheer size or?
Yeah. It's a compensation thing.
I love the girthiness of their hops.
Yeah, just big, girthy, chunky nuggets.
Speaking of girth.
Right. Does anybody get a biscuit on this or am I full of shit?
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Hey, I got one.
Oh.
Yes, I will go biscuit. And wet hay. There's some of that. I mean, wet hay.
Hey. Well, if we're just making shit up.
There's no way I'm making that up.
Yes.
I can't imagine beer smelling like wet grain. What are you talking about?
I know.
Why would that ever happen?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I get all those notes.
Little bits of light citrus almost.
It's a like little, that Magnum like, and the Saaz is like that little bit of rye spiciness at the very end of it, maybe, perhaps. A little peppery.
I'd say on the flavor, yeah, there's some peppery notes.
No, this one is like lake water clear. I can see my fingerprints through the glass on this one.
So this is a real crisp, clean kind of drinker. Mm-hmm. Not like the lager. The lager one... had a different finish. This one does have that hoppier, more bitter finish.
Yep.
In a nice, gentle way.
Yeah. Big thick boy magnums.
What's up, big thicks?
Big thicks.
Big thicks.
But yeah, if you're looking, you know, some of the pilsners that I'm used to finish a little cleaner. This one does finish with a little more of that hoppy bitterness. It makes it feel a little less pilsnery on the finish, a little more IPA finish. Nice way to throw them together.
I agree with you, Chris, on all that.
Yeah, I like this. I feel like if I drank enough of these, I could summon summer. This is good.
We'll get started.
Yeah.
There's a bunch in the fridge.
Hey, was this dry hopped at all? Is that why there's a lot, or did it just
this added? This one's not dry hopped.